What kind of memories do you have of that part of the farm?
Well, the memories I have is the nice lane that led up to the building site with trees on both sides. And of course, the stock tank was where we, well, I can remember taking the butter and the milk down and keeping it in the water, keeping it cool in the water. But,
Can you tell me more about the butter and the milk?
well, the part I really remember is at threshing time, how they send the little kids out to do different errands, and that was where they took the food or to put in the water to keep cool. Of course, it was continually pumping, so there was always cold water.
Not much for refrigerators in the
Oh,
home.
no. I do remember an ice chest we had. There was a back room in the house, and that was where the milk was separated, or cream was separated, and mother did her washing, and it was a good place to hang your everyday clothes.
Even though you folks didn't own that and call it your home place, it was a significant part of your upbringing.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
What was
Yeah.
its significance to you?
Oh, it's just home. All three of us kids were born there. And of course, we were in 4-H, and the folks were in Farm Bureau and extension work, and the third, I think it was the third, maybe fourth Thursday of every month was Farm Bureau night. You'd go to the different homes. The parents would have the meeting downstairs, and the kids would be playing upstairs in the bedroom, not doing the best of things up there sometimes.
Maybe I could tell on tape what those were.
Well, I was talking to one of the gals, and she says, I can remember trying on all those hats on the bed where they put their clothes. Of course, you remember Lucille White was the pianist, and they sang songs, and they had programs. And
So there was a. What, how is the neighboring then compared to the neighboring now out in the country?
oh, it was closer. Yes, of course, I think the Farm Bureau meetings brought them closer together. As far as neighborhood activities, of course, you had your country school, you were together then too. But the threshing crew, that definitely was brought people together. Roger tells about the time that he always had got to pull the whistle on the steam engine. Except one year, one summer, and that was because there was a little baby in the house, and he'd wake the baby up. Of course, that was me. I remember getting ready for the threshing crew. It was my job to set up the workbench with the basin for water and hang the mirror in the lilac bush, and hang the towels all over for the guys when they came in to eat the big dinner that was cooked on a wood stove.
Well, what were they like? I mean, when they came in from the field, and why did they need to have?
Oh, that's a dirty job. And especially the one that had to stack the straw and where the blower came out. So it was a dirty job. Just chaff and dust and everything.
What are your more important memories?
Well, my important memories, I guess, was the 4-H projects, the feeding. We fed lambs during the winter, and would take them up to Spencer. What was some of the others? And of course, well, we had to do the chores before we went to country school. We walked to country school, and sometimes I'd drive the pony on a buggy, or I'd ride the pony, or I'd ride bicycle, or
So tell me, how far was the school away, and what was sort of the routine from when you woke up in the morning until
a
you got?
mile. We walked a mile, or it was a mile away. And we had to do the dishes before we went. Of course, school didn't start till 9 o'clock, so we had plenty of time to do that. And we walked most every day. I can't remember of ever being taken to school with them. And of course, we would see all kinds of things on the way, and all I remember the time that they were going to start paving, at that time 44, and they had the marker or the counter across the road, and we used our ball bats, and we really made a lot of traffic as we stood there. It was right there in front of Henry Brinkman's place. And one of my favorite things to do as a kid was to drink warm milk, go out and get it from right as Dad was milking, and oh, that was so good. I don't know if I would do it today or not, but I really enjoyed it as a kid.
So, the lambs, feeding the lambs, you had a lamb project. Was that your, would you say that was your most special project or your biggest responsibility?
Well, and that was my outside responsibility. And the inside, of course, in Iowa 4-H, you had 2 years of canning and foods, baking, and 2 years of clothing, 2 years of home furnishings, and what was the other one? Home efficiency, was that it? But anyway, each year, you would have goals, you'd have demonstrations. Grace Brinkman was the one that always taught us on how to do a demonstration. And sewing, I enjoy sewing to this day because of that, I think.
Tell me what you see in this picture.
Okay, now I have to get myself situated. Okay. Well, there's the trees. And the double corn crib and the hen houses. There's the great windbreak in the back, the plum trees and the mulberry trees there. It was right down in here that I used to feed the lambs.
Were the lambs like lawnmowers?
Oh no, you just fed them grain.
Okay, you didn't let
And
them
you,
roam around the farm and
oh
play.
no, we were bought, these were bought as feeder lambs and we fattened them out. Took them to Spencer in January in the coldest time of the year. And we got a silver dollar for every blue ribbon pen we had.
Now, tell me that again. In January, you would go up to Spencer?
To the
Okay.
fairgrounds.
Okay, what was that?
It was just a feeder lamb show, or a fat lamb show, you might say. I never had a calf. That was Roger's responsibility. And he would teach him how to lead. And many times they would take him out through these trees, and he would come in with a huge gash on his leg and end up in the doctor's office. And
Where was the garden?
the garden was sometimes behind the house. There's a little area back in here, and sometimes here. I remember the time when, in the same area where I had the lambs. But one time we were planting potatoes. Mother came out and Dad didn't do them right, so he had to dig them all up again. You asked me what kind of person Mother was. Well, that was an instance where she made him dig them up and do it the way she wanted him to do. I thought, well, he didn't need to do it. He'll do her work out all right, but he did
How did he respond?
it. I don't want to say.
In other words, he was not too happy.
No, he wasn't too happy. I was determined many, many times that when I grew up, I was not going to plant peas in my garden. Because she was quite fussy about putting how you planted those peas in the row. And of course, I always had to help. Well, guess what I'm doing now? I'm planting peas in my own garden. So,
Would she have called herself a farmer?
I don't know. Farmer's wife. She never worked in the field. She had chickens, always had chickens and eggs, and she raised geese on the Bruce farm. Did a lot of canning, definitely did a lot of canning. So,
What was your dad like?
oh, my dad has had a lot of fun in life. I think that he was a little bit more carefree and enjoyed life. He enjoyed people, and I think he kind of enjoyed Devilman a little bit too. They had a Chautauqua program. It was in Gilmer City, and they're putting on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And my dad was playing tricks on the rest of the guys in there. I can't remember just what he did, but he was just having a wheel of a time.
Was that when he was a kid or an adult?
No, he was an adult. Just anything to cause problems when they were putting it on.
I don't know, have you been by this farm lately? When you see it like it is, tell me what goes through your heart or your gut or your mind.
You're sad. Very sad. We had a lot of fun. We hated to move. But it wasn't big enough, I suppose. It was only 160 acres. We moved on to a bigger farm. It was there that I went to do field work. So.
So in your heart, your fondest memories are of this place?
Oh, yes, definitely. I dream many times about the place. The creek in the back. We went wading back there many times. We had a couple come from Sioux City that set up beehives up there because Dad raised sweet clover. And they set up a trailer house in the grove back up there. Yeah,
You said you had a lot of fun there.
growing up, that's all. Had a lot of accidents. They tell about the time that they were making hay along the road, in the ditch. I was swinging on the back of the hay rack. Horses backed up, and my foot was underneath. Well, it didn't break any bones, but I still have a nice scar from where that happened.
How would you describe your position in the family?
Well, I was the youngest, just kind of follow along. Never took me in consideration for decisions. Was the way I felt.
So sometimes as a kid you had things on your mind or things that you were feeling and
Oh, sure. More so later years than this time. You see, I was in eighth grade when they moved. So,
So they didn't ask you how you felt about
oh, they knew.
it?
No asking about it. But they wanted a place of their own. Why rent? I can see why the folks wanted to move. They had reached a milestone in their life. Ready to move on to a bigger challenge. And you see, that was during the war. A big, twice as big a farm. Machinery was hard to get. Labor was hard to get. And you couldn't get anything. I do think that Dad got his name in and got a new 15-foot disc. They were baling hay. It was hand-wired, tied. Beverly Wyatt did that. And the tractor I learned to drive was an old 1020 tractor that had lug wheels. I think it took about 40 acres to turn around in. And I remember having to drag behind it. And of course, I didn't turn soon enough and got caught up in the fence with the drag coming up on the lugs. But I survived. Yeah, you see, Beverly had gone off to college. Roger was in service, and I was the only one home.
But what about that tornado?
The first year that we lived there in 1943, a tornado went through, uprooted trees, and took the hog house. Or was it a cattle shed? cattle shed, wasn't Mother and Dad were in the barn. She cracked the beams of the barn, and then the German war prisoners came down and cleaned it up for us. I never even thought to ask and find out how much an hour we paid and so forth. I have it in a scrapbook. So it was real interesting.
Yeah. What was your reaction as a child to have a German prisoner of war there?
Very interesting. I just interesting.
Mean, were you afraid of them because they were German?
Well, no, can't. Maybe because they're prisoners, you know. And to think they were so close by. And why bring German war prisoners way over here from Germany?
You didn't have some of the worries of today, like whether when you ate the mulberries, whether it had any spray on it or
Oh
not.
no, oh no. No. They were delicious mulberries too. I haven't had any since. No, there was no spray. Just the old fashioned farmer. Making hay and with a dump rake and loading hay in the barn with the forks. And what else? Milking a few cows, feeding some cattle, picking corn. Well, of course, Roger got in on picking ear corn. What was it he told us that day? He picked all day and he got how many bushel? Remember? Anyway, he thought he had a good day.
You sure there's not anything else on your list? You can check it twice.
Oh, I was just no, I guess I got everything I wrote down. Like I was just thinking about the days there on the farm, and oh yes, the threshing crew always came on my birthday. And I decided that we should make that a holiday because we could never celebrate my birthday because we're always threshing, and that wasn't fair.
Did you tell everybody that that's the way it should be?
yes, well, I'm still telling everybody that, but they still don't listen to me.
Would you say that that was maybe the biggest, would you call it a social event? Or the biggest neighboring event? Or the biggest.
Oh, probably the biggest neighboring event, but yet it was those Farm Bureau meetings every month that brought everybody together, you know. And
So they had meetings. Do you have any idea what went on in the meetings?
oh yes, they discussed all the problems of the farming and what Farm Bureau would do for legislature and this and that, besides having their fun. Besides having their special programs, they would have speakers. Kids would put on a program sometimes. And
In what ways of being on the farm did you feel just really whole?
well, I guess just to watch everything grow, mature, the beauty. The beauty of the trees and the flowers and what God has made, what God has done for us. It all fits together.